Praise the Lord. Hallelujah. It's nice to be. Happy Monday. Yeah,
welcome back.
It's the day the Lord has made. We will rejoice and be glad in it. We make a decision to rejoice and be glad in it, no matter what.
That's right.
You know?
And you declare it. You set the tone.
Yeah.
Your words are powerful.
Yeah. Amen. Pastor Chris Live Prayer Time. Prayathon 2023 still going on. It's Monday, January 30th. Do you know you're gloriously enthroned with Christ, who's exalted far above every ruler, authority, government, and realm of power in existence? Think of that. That's pretty beautiful, really. Learn more in this Monday's Rhapsody. Visit rhapsodyofrealities.org. Ephesians, I'm thinking about that. That's quite a mouthful. That's a beautiful scripture, you know, or beautiful revelation, we'll say. Ephesians 1, 15 through 21, the New Living Translation says, "Ever since I heard of your strong faith in the Lord Jesus and your love for God's people everywhere, I have not stopped thanking God for you. I pray for you constantly, asking God, the glorious Father of our Lord Jesus Christ, to give you spiritual wisdom and insight so that you might grow in your knowledge of God. I pray that your hearts will be flooded with light, so that you can understand the confident hope he has given to those he has called, his holy people who are his rich and glorious inheritance.
Hallelujah.
I also pray that you will understand the incredible greatness of God's power for us who believe him. This is the same mighty power that raised Christ from the dead and seated him in the place of honor at God's right hand in the heavenly realms. Now he is far above any ruler or authority or power or leader of anything else, not only in this world, but also in the world to come." Wow. At our times of prayer today, we'll pray fervently in tongues of the Spirit and for fellow Christians around the world in accordance with the verses of Scripture above. God bless you.
Amen.
Prayer is so effective, Daniel. Mm-hmm. I mean, it can't be overstated how important prayer is and how relevant it is and how much it changes everything.
And how much it's needed.
And needed and instantly changes everything. Mm-hmm. You don't have to wait a long time to get results in prayer.
Yeah.
And
especially when you have really strong faith, you know, the things that you pray about and the things that you declare, you know, you make them manifest a lot quicker by your faith, I believe.
That's true.
How you pray, when you start walking in that unction that it's done, then those things will happen quicker for you. And that's because you have such strong faith to make those things happen.
Yeah.
So your prayer life is effective.
And it helps overcome your weak faith.
Mm-hmm.
You know, maybe some of us have been stuck in a certain place, in a certain area. Of course, we grow in other areas, but some areas, sometimes we get stuck for years even. And really, if we just pray that through and focus on that and find scriptures and promises, you can overcome and let that never affect you again.
Mm-hmm.
In Jesus' name.
Amen.
You know?
Using those words are powerful. That's like, I think even you start with the smallest things too, you know, like you're saying in different areas of your life. Once you see those changes in the smaller areas, you know,
encourages you.
Yeah, gives you faith. You know, you start testifying. You're like, yeah, this is happening to me. I'm getting this. This is going my way. You know, things will just start following in that order and flowing down that pathway, you know, where all of your prayers are coming true, are manifesting quicker, your faith in the words that you're declaring are what it is, you know?
Yeah.
So that's why your words are powerful, and that's why prayer is so important.
And that's why it's important to know the word, because it's his word coming out of our mouths that's our sword. Mm-hmm.
That's and if you don't know those words, then how can you how can you defend yourself with, you know, you won't have that sword to defend yourself if you don't know the words.
Or it's not sharp. It's ineffective. Mm-hmm. So, it works.
Prayer works.
And we're here to pray with you.
Yeah.
So
globally.
Yeah.
So that's another.
Yeah, we get texts from people all over the world. So know that you're praying and agreeing with people all over the world. Mm-hmm. Well, we're praying and agreeing with the Holy Spirit too, mm-hmm. right?
That's
number
right.
one, because right. we're praying in tongues, so He's praying through mm-hmm. us. That's beautiful. That's right. So, you know, don't pay so much attention to what's going on in the world. Mm-hmm. Pay attention mm-hmm. to what's going on. What God says. I mean, this is the year of the prolific church. Hmm. We're going out of here in glory. We're not going out defeated and beat up.
That's right. Ever.
No.
Ever.
We're going out in glory. So this year we're going to expand and just be glorious. The church is going to be glorious on this earth this year in Jesus' name.
Amen. We're going to reach all these people around the world.
Yeah.
You know, every end, nook and cranny of this earth. You know, and that's the whole point of us being here and praying for people.
Yeah.
And making sure that everybody knows the word of God and winning souls for the kingdom.
It makes a difference.
Our number one job as a Christian.
Well, we're not effective if we're under the circumstances. Instead of above them, we're under them.
Yeah.
How effective can
we be? Suppressed.
Who wants what you have? Mm-hmm. You know, who wants it? If you're walking around defeated and depressed and whatever, who wants that? I got something for you.
Nobody's gonna hear you.
How about you keep it to yourself?
You're not gonna want to hear their advice. You're gonna be like, You look at their life, and it's a total example. You don't.
Joyful, exuberant people. That's what affects. So the church being prolific will affect the world much more.
Amen. Be that beacon of light.
Yeah.
The shining star. Hallelujah. You know, having God's glow.
Yes.
God's glory and grace.
Yeah. They'll be drawn to us and they won't know why.
Yeah. And it's really true because when you have that, your spirit is just different, you know, because you're always upbeat, you're confident. Yeah. You know the word, you know, you're very cheerful, very loving, and people gravitate towards that easily.
So I think you have an encouraging word for them that's right out of the same scriptures.
Yep.
Out of the compendium.
I know. I haven't read from this one in a while on here, so I thought I'd grab this today. So it's the Rhapsody of Realities, Topical Compendium, Volume 5. And, of course, it has a lot of articles in here with a lot of good information. So
and sections.
Definitely, they're all categorized together. So I'm actually reading about glory.
Since we're praying for fellow Christians.
Mm-hmm. So the glory life unveiled.
Here.
Our opening scripture is taken from Colossians 1:9, which reads, "For this cause we also, since the day we heard it, do not cease to pray for you and to desire that you might be filled with the knowledge of his will in all wisdom and spiritual understanding." The Christian life is a call to glory and virtue. That means a call to a life of honor, dignity, and excellence. This ought to be your everyday experience. Imagine if your confessions have been in line with this all your life. See, it's just like I was saying, it's the things that change your course, you know, the things that will start gravitating towards you.
It's so interesting because just listen to someone who doesn't operate that way and then look at the fruits of their life.
Mm-hmm.
It's according to their words.
It really is. Yeah. And people who complain, you know, that they're stuck and they can't get out of a situation or, oh, it's always this, I'm always broke.
I'm sick and tired of being sick and tired.
Yeah. Exactly. Those, you know, just everyday small complaints that you can have, you know, they can really bind you.
Yes.
And keep you in that position.
Trapped by your own words.
Yeah. So you have to be very cautious of that. Even if you're feeling that way, overcome that feeling and
get
just
a promise.
Blurt out a different word.
Amen.
You know, if you're feeling like you're stuck, say, "Oh, what a glorious life I have." You know,
I'm not stuck. I'm free.
Yeah.
I'm walking so free. In God's I can divine never be purpose.
Stuck. Yeah. And it'll just, you know, it'll give you some woosto too.
Yeah,
get you moving. So Pastor continues, no matter what situation you find yourself in, your life will always be one of honor, dignity, and excellence. Mm. Some have their lives at variance with what the word says, and they wonder why. Mm. First, notice that he isn't trying to give you all the things that pertain to life and godliness. No, he has already done it.
Yeah.
Yes. So how? It's through the knowledge, which a Greek word, epignosis, of him. Epignosis means exact or precise knowledge, full knowledge with intimacy. It means full comprehension, recognition, or perception.
This is Pastor Chris's God bless him whole thing. Mm-hmm. It's to make you understand who you already are.
In Christ.
Yeah. You don't have to spend a lifetime begging and pleading for it. He already said, I already gave it to you what you asked me for.
Mm-hmm.
You know?
You just got to follow the word,
yeah.
Learn the word, fellowship with
Believe
the Holy Spirit.
Believe the word.
Trust and do it. Yeah. So how do you come about this special kind of knowledge? In Ephesians 1:17, the Apostle Paul prayed that the God of our Lord Jesus Christ, the Father of glory, may give unto you the spirit of wisdom and revelation in the knowledge of him. Observe that he calls the Heavenly Father the Father of glory. That means you are glory. Mm. Your life is a life of glory. So he's saying that in getting to know God, like Paul mentioned above, that God would grant you the spirit of wisdom and revelation in the knowledge of him, the eyes of your understanding being enlightened. Mm. That's Ephesians 1:17 to 18. So the word revelation is the Greek apokalypsis, which means the unveiling, an insight into reality. Then the Greek word translated enlightened is photizo, which means to turn on the light in your heart.
Oh, that's beautiful.
Yeah. So turn on your heart, your light heart,
your
heart light.
Hit the switch.
Yeah. Therefore, as you study about God and learn about the things of the Spirit, as you get acquainted and familiar with him and relate with him, these spiritual realities will be unveiled to you.
Well, it's beautiful. It's perfect for praying for Christians. Think on these things. Think on these things and let your focus be on these, mm-hmm. and let the Holy Spirit pray through you. Let's pray. That's awesome.
It's that simple, too,
yeah.
You know? I mean, it's not a complicated.
We don't have to complicate it.
It's not that, you know, an IQ test, a SATs, or whatever.
For the very wise and understanding. That's how we become wise and understanding.
Exactly. So topical compendium. Get your copy.
Amen. Let's pray. Hallelujah, Lord. Lord,
Mandora Mahato, Dia Kalefete Atalahara,
Let it take a
Lora Mehende, Ora Lahara, Ora Mara Bohutalefe, Dianda Kora Lahara Behi, Tora Bahat, Soda Lahit,
Laret take a care,
Ada Lora Bohutu, Fera Lahara, Bishalara, Lora Mahatu,
Lari take
a Ora Lora Bohutora, Behita Lahara Bekato. Father Lord, Mahandor, Behitana Lord, Mahandor, Adela had a Mahandor, Le Mahitana, Bara Mohandor, Le Feta, Narita, Adela had a Bahandor, Le Hitana, Ora Lahara, Mahandor, Behitana, Adela, Mahandala Fete,
Mandirit,
Tienda Lahara, Mahandor, Behitana.
Ora
Lora be yanda lehita, Ora bahate, Esha lara lora bandi yanda lefete, Ora lora lahate, Lara me tienda lohora bu, Ora laharete, Bora lehita, Bara lohora behita, Ora lo mondo lo borra, Vera lohora bo, Sur lehita lahara me yanda, Kora lohora behita lahara ma, Ara lohora besha lara lo, Ora lafra bohoku, Vera lohora bohotore lehita, Para mahandore lefita lahara behita lahara, Ora lahara bohotore behita lahara, Ara lora lohara mahantora le behitana. Ora lahara mehintiente lohotu. Ora lahara bohara behitana. Eta kara lahara. Ora bahate la lara refiton diondo lohara besha lara lahara bohara lahatu kore behita lahita lohotu. Ara mahantora behita lahara fisotora bahato kore behita. Bara lora mehindienda lahara bohara fita lohotu. Bara lohara mahantora behita lahara behita lahara. Vera lahara bahato kor lohara mahandele hita ara lohara mehita lahita lohara bahakor lehita yanda lahara lahita lohutur le behita lahat ara lohara mehita lahita lohutur bara lohara bara lahata tu ara lahara bahakor behita lahara Let it take a care. La tora lohora behita la hoto kore behita la hatte
mezete ke ki
era lohora bahator behita la iara lohora bahoko
la rete ke ki
bara lohora mandala bare behita la farra bahoko ara lohora behita la lohora mehende ali ta ara lohora behisha la lohora bahoko man dor la bar me tara farra bahut dor me tara la te
ke ke
bara la la lohora bahut dor bahut dor be ta
ari te ke ke
ara lohora bahut tara farra be ta
ke
ara lohora mandi ta le hi tara lohora
ari te ke ke
Manda la bara la bara la
fe
Ara la hara be shala la lo tu Ora lo re me da la hara be
Let it take a kid as a zante.
Or a little hecky,
but
yonder corner of a hot door, the hare, yet a la forra,
had it a shallow bulls until let it to. Kitty take a lot of my head out, a la forre, take a lot of a shasante. More take a care, yet a la hecky, but also.
Or a lahara, did it take a kid on a horror bay. Baka la harabe shalada la farabahoko.
Hallelujah.
Ara lora mahande ta la hara. Mazete kekei ba la harabe shalada.
Mazete kekei
ba ta la harabe ta la hara la. Vera lora mahande ta la hatoko. Oh hallelujah. Bora be. Vera la harabahoko. Mazete
kekei
ba la la harabe shalada. La forra buhoko. Ora la harabe ta la hara la hatu. Manto la la harabe. Vera lohre mahakore be. Ara lohre mahandar be. Shara la forra. O kara lohre be. Ta la hura la hati. Bada lohre be. Yara la forra ma orre be. Ta la hatu. Ara lohre mehidara la hara la. Merdiente lohre. Bokore bohoto.
Larete keke boro
santo. Ora lohre. Ara lohra mahandorle behita la fre. Ara lohra mahandorle behita la fre. Ara lohra
mahandorle behita la fre.
Ara lohra mahande telefeta lohra bahatu. Ara lohra mahendara lahara beshalara lo. O takorra bohota lafeta le. Ara lohra mahandorra behitara lahara. Bara lohra mahande telefeta lohtu. Ara mahandorra purra behitara fota korra bahatu. Ara lohra lohra behitara Bara lohra mahashita lehita la hatura bahato. Bara lohra futa lehita la hatu. Ato kore behinda la hara bahato. Bara lohra mahandora behita la hatu. Hallelujah, bora la fura. Hallelujah, Lord. O kore bahato. Thank you, Lord. Hallelujah. Thank you, Lord.
Oh, hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
Amen.
It's done.
Amen.
Hallelujah. Beautiful. Hallelujah. Hey, Danielle.
This Sunday,
yeah.
Communion service.
Yeah.
It's global communion, first Sunday in February. Yes, it is February 1st.
In this year of the prolific church.
The 1st of February. First Sunday in February.
Yeah.
So we'll be sure to tune in.
We'll see what the month will be declared
as. Set the tone for the year, for the rest of the month.
So thank you so much for praying with us. We really enjoyed that.
Yes.
And we give God the glory. And we'll see you again Wednesday.
Yeah, see you Wednesday.
God bless you.
Pray.